Welcome once again to my bi-monthly podcast, Top Talent, where we enter the world of the talented folk all over the Capital Region, people who live in the Capital Region, people who are coming to the Capital Region. We may have some famous people, we may have some yet-to-be famous people, but hopefully they will be eventually. And that kind of leads me into today's talent quote.
The Top Talent, Talent Quote.
All right, today's talent quote comes from Roy T. Bennett. He's an author. He wrote a book called The Light in the Heart. He said something really, really special. Quote, "You are unique. You have different talents. You have different abilities. You don't have to always follow in the footsteps of others. And most important, you should always remind yourself that you don't have to do what everybody else is doing and have a responsibility to develop the talents that you yourself have been given." That is so great. And that is so great to lead into what I'm going to be talking about today. I have met some students who are from Mohanasan High School. Great, talented students. And they have really taken on a really special project. They're writing original music with the help of an equally talented teacher, Gail Sparland, who seems to really be developing talent there in the school, and we got to give her props for that. And what better place to introduce you to new talent in the area than a podcast? Because there are no time restraints, we can do whatever we want here, so that's what I'm doing. This was recorded at Hilton Piano Center in Colony Center, which is a mall here in upstate New York in the Albany area, and Bob and Rich Hilton were so kind to let me use the back room here to record these kids, because that's actually where I met one of them. That's where I met Dylan, was right here in the store. So, without further ado, let's go to this interview on
Top Talent.
We are at Hilton Piano Center doing this podcast, and I have two very, very talented people. I have, well, state your name and occupation.
Dylan Smith, a high school student.
And then I'm Laura Rickard, and I'm currently unknown.
I know Dylan, well, you both had come into the music store here,
yeah,
and that's how we originally met, and you told me that you guys are working on original music, correct?
Yeah.
So you're with a group. How many people are in the actual group that are recording these songs or writing the songs?
Well, we've added a bunch along the way, but it's five right now.
Oh, you got five?
Yeah.
Okay. And this is in coordination with a teacher in the school, in Mohanasan School?
Yeah, she helps out a lot.
Now, what does she play?
Everything.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Mostly guitar, I think.
Guitar? Yeah. So I'm going to go back and forth here. Laura, when did you start playing whatever you play? I don't know what instrument you play.
Well, I'm mostly a singer, but I do a lot of, like, I play around with all sorts of different instruments, so I like to play around with, like, ukulele and piano.
Okay.
I tried playing around with guitar, but my hands are kind of small, so I struggle with that a bit.
So you went to ukulele?
Yeah.
Right. How about you, Dylan?
I'm a piano guy.
Oh.
But I can work my way around a bunch of instruments.
Like, that's good.
Ukulele, some guitar. I tried that first, and then I found piano, and I fell in love with it.
So you could cut out the other members of the band. You just multi-track all of your instruments here, and you're done, right? Cut out the harp. No, you don't want to do that. So when did both of you start playing? I mean,
for me, it's been mostly since seventh grade, probably. I mean, I've been singing my whole life, for as long as I could talk, but mm-hmm. I mean, I really started getting into music around like seventh grade. So.
Okay.
I started freshman year, which, what was I, 15, 14 at the time? But I'm a senior now.
Okay.
And yeah.
Now, would you say you're ear trained? I mean, do you both read music, or either of you?
I mean, I've read.
Because I don't.
I forgot to mention that I was, like, in a concert band from, like, fourth grade on, and I played saxophone. So
okay.
I completely forgot. It's been a while since I played it. But, I mean, I'm proficient in, like, reading music.
That's great. And how about you?
I'm not.
Oh, interesting.
I can barely read music. Like, yeah. I can. It just takes me a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a, you know, I feel the music kind of guy.
Yeah. I work here part-time, and there was a guy that came in yesterday, and he sat down at the piano, and he was playing, and I said, "Now, I'm just wondering, do you know the chords you're playing?" He goes, "No." I said, "You don't even know what chord?" He goes, "No, it comes from my stomach." So I got to get that stomach. I mean, he doesn't read, doesn't know what chords they are, and he just goes with it. It's just amazing the different ways that people
play. Would you say you have perfect pitch?
No.
You ever see somebody with that?
Yeah. Jealous.
No, I know. You can tune a piano to them, right? Is note reading something that you actually like, or would...
I mean, I enjoy, like, all sorts of music. I like just playing around, and then I also like reading sheet music. It just, it depends on the instrument, I think.
Right.
Piano, I suck at reading, like, sheet music. My mind can't, like, do both things at once.
Me too.
But with, like, saxophone, it's something that comes naturally. It's sort of, it's fun.
So the fact that you are ear trained, I mean, that comes in handy when you're working together as a band, right? Because you're not going to have sheet music for everybody in the band.
Yeah.
How about the other members of the band? Are they all...
They're all, like, pretty, like, across-the-chart music kids. So, like, they're in both, like, music theory and other, like, ensembles.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they know a mix of, like, both.
That's good.
So.
That's good. So how did this start? Who was the person that had the original songs? Or do you all get together and write these songs?
I first approached her 2 years ago over a different song that I wanted to collaborate on. Mm-hmm. That never happened. But then we started coming up with this last year, and it's just sort of been progressing from there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I've been writing, like, songs for, like, I've been writing, like, songs and putting chords along with them, but I could never quite build off of that. It sort of, like, it sort of helped to have people that could help me with that, so.
And did you find that the way they arranged it changed the whole idea of the song for you? Like,
easily, yeah.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. I'm sure that happened, right? Who were your influences, like... Who would you say you would love to be, if you could be?
There's probably, like, a range of influences. I mean, I really like 21 Pilots, and that's where I base a lot of my songwriting off of.
Mm-hmm.
But then, I don't know, I'm not sure what style I want to, like, we want to do yet, you know? Like, we're still trying to find what, like, genre we fit in.
Okay. How about for you, Dylan?
I try to sort of not get influenced by certain artists because I don't want to sound like them and be called a copycat.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's hard not to, right? Isn't it hard? Do you ever do that? You write something and you'll sit down and go, oh, that's me being Billy Joel. That's my era. You know, I'll go, oh, that's me being Elton John. Mm-hmm. I get so frustrated that way. Yeah, that's hard. Well, I would love to hear the one song that you brought. I know you. How many songs are you working on at once?
We're working on three.
Oh.
This is the most developed one out of the three.
Okay.
But we're going to be writing more.
Great. And what's the name of this?
Seconds.
Seconds? Okay, great. In 2 seconds, I will play it.
Thank you.
like it. I like the arrangement of it. Did you find that the arrangement itself is a talent? Do you find that that's a skill that takes time to develop too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of got to learn to work with each other and sort of figure out, you know, each other's patterns.
Right, right. So. But you could easily have been playing something that's kind of bowling over you, No, you arranged it really, really well.
Thank you.
So then you would go back to the rest of the band. All right, to explain this isn't the whole band. This is you guys
is
doing the demo.
This is just me and her. Yeah, right. And our bassist did the bass for that.
And the bassist. So what instruments are you adding to this?
Well, we're probably going to re-record, like, the guitars and the bass. Probably re-record the bass and then, you know, add in the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see where it, like, progresses and see what we need to add. Probably more percussion instruments, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think definitely more, like... Yeah. Like smaller stuff.
Lots of layers.
Are you both perfectionists where you think you'll never be done?
Yes.
Every musician's like that. You ever hear even the Beatles? John Lennon said, I went back to my old songs and I don't like any of them. I'm like, really? The Beatles? Right. If somebody heard this and it was an agent and they said, you're playing the Times Union Center next week.
I wouldn't decline it.
That's the goal, but I mean... No matter, you know, I just enjoy playing music. As long as I can play it, I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. What's the meaning of the song?
It's basically, you know, when you feel like you're getting overwhelmed and you just have to... Like, I wrote this in a time where I was sort of, like, going through a lot, and then I just sort of... I needed to take a break, so I just sort of sat down, and I was like, you gotta breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, like, I started writing, and that's usually what happens. I just write, and I sort of, you know... figure out a way to calm myself down, and it's just sort of like
therapy.
It's a way to calm yourself down.
Oh, that's great.
Just reminding you to breathe.
Are you a disciplined writer? I mean, do you try to write? I know it's hard when you're in school and doing everything else, but do you both like try to write on a specific timetable? Like, I'm going to write today.
I mean, I'm not a disciplined writer. I just I write when it, you know, comes to me.
Yeah.
Like it's always in like the randomest moments where I'm like, oh. I can't write anything down right now, but I just go on my phone and I just sort of write down like the notes from what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't had a whole lot of time to write lately, but when I do, I mean, it comes pretty easy to me.
Mm-hmm. It was Paul McCartney. I was listening to a podcast and he was on it, and he was saying that he has his phone. You know how many songs he's written, right? And he'll have little tidbits of songs that he still has on there, but he said that he doesn't like that. He thinks that teaches people to just put tidbits on and never finish them. He likes to, if he starts something, he wants to finish it, which is an interesting thing for a master songwriter.
Yeah, usually when I write, like I write something, I usually write it to completion, and then I add the changes, you know, as I'm like playing with it and like, you know, working with it, I'll be like, oh, well, this needs to change, or, you know, this doesn't quite work there.
Right.
Usually there's like a skeleton of what needs to be done, like finished.
Yeah, it's good. It's an art, I'll tell you, it really is. Getting this out to the public, besides this podcast that's listened to by millions, not really my family, how do you, what do you go on, the typical things, YouTube, Twitter, social media, SoundCloud?
We're going to open that up pretty soon, but I think what we need to focus on right now is just honing our skills.
Right.
Especially with the new members of the band, finding each other's rhythms and all that.
No, that's right, Do they do other programs in the school that with original songwriting? I mean, do you know anybody else doing this?
I mean, sometimes the orchestra, you know, lets a student like compose a piece that they usually write in like music theory or something, and then, you know, they performed it. There's been like a couple. Like, I know our bassist Kevin, he had like an original composition played by the orchestra our senior year.
Oh, wow.
So,
who was it that wrote one, and instead of conducting it, he played the oboe?
Nate. It was bassoon.
It was bassoon.
Because, Sadie plays the oboe. Hmm. So.
Could you imagine? I'm just picturing sitting down at the piano and coming up with just a little melody and then hearing it with a full orchestra.
Yeah. That'd be crazy.
That is incredible. That's really good. I'm so glad you both came down here. The song's great, and I wish you luck with your writing and performing and doing everything. What's your teacher's name? We never got the teacher's name.
Gail Sparlin.
All right, we got to give her
props. Yeah, we need to
props.
Give a lot of thanks to her.
She's also got an album out on Spotify.
Does she?
Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you know what the name of it is?
I'll
put a link to it
right now.
I'll put a link to it in the show notes.
It's really good.
Yeah.
But we don't want to make her more of a star than you two. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Well, thank you both for coming. I know it was kind of a tough drive. And
yeah, it's okay. Yeah,
thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
There you go. Another podcast into the history books. You know, this podcast is available, of course, on Spotify. It's available on Apple. It's available on iHeartRadio. It's available on Podbean.com. Just search Top Talent with Richie Phillips. I know you already did that because that's how you found this, but please spread the word. I'm aiming to do a new podcast every 2 weeks if I possibly can. I'd appreciate it if you could share it, if you could subscribe to it, if you could leave a rating or a comment, hopefully a positive one, if possible. It kind of moves it up higher in the priority list, and that's my priority, to get this out to as many people as I possibly can. I thank you so much for listening to this episode, and hopefully there'll be more on Top Talent. Thank you so much. Take it.